when you find the good people, keeping them and finding just creating roles for them, again, if it makes business sense too. We aren't encouraging, you know, you putting yourself
in
the hole for
friends.
It. Yeah.
Welcome to the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries, where we explore implementing the 3D dentist systems from a team perspective. Join me, Meredith, and my co-host, Aubrey, as we share insights on cultivating growth and support within your dental team.
Whether you're new to the dental field or a seasoned pro, our podcast dives into topics like effective team dynamics and patient care strategies. Expect engaging discussions and expert insights to elevate your dental practice.
So hit subscribe and join us on this journey to transform your practice with the 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries.
And like always, keep flossing and stay bossing.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to our 3D Dentist Team podcast, The Dental Diaries. I've got Meredith here joining me today in Nashville.
Hey, Aubrey.
Hey.
And morning, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to us.
So today we're going to talk a little bit about hiring, because I know that that's something that our doctors talk about quite a bit, is just, you know, finding good team members for our practice. Yeah. And so we just wanted to jump into some specifics on things that we have found work in our practices.
Yeah. So I think being a leader in the practice, this is something we can really help our doctors with. And I think a lot of times, I mean, let's be honest, we're the person who knows the role, the practice, and our doctors probably better than anyone. And I think a lot of times we can, when we meet someone or we think of some of our friends, we're like, they would not be a good fit here, or like, oh, they would be a really good fit. Mm-hmm. And so if we can do that, or if we know, feel like we know our practice well enough, then I think having that resource maybe in the interviews with the doctor, or once you get to the point where you can start to kind of pre-screen interviews yourself for the doctor, is something that's can make you pretty irreplaceable and valuable to the practice.
Yeah. So one of the things that I think has helped a ton in our office is first just getting really clear on, which we say all the time, clarity is key. But just getting really clear on what the role is that we're looking for.
Yeah. And I think that's what most people are hiring for, is they're hiring for a certain role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need an XYZ.
Yeah.
We need an assistant. We need, like we said, an endangered species of the hygiene. We need a doctor. We need a front office person.
Yeah.
And that's typically how we're attracting people.
Yeah. And that's what we think about when we're creating the ads is, you know, what do I call it? It's a dental assistant or a dental hygienist. And then what is the description for it? Yeah. It's normally pretty straightforward. But one thing that I've found is that sometimes when you're looking for maybe an administrative position, you may find that they have an assisting background. And then when you're talking to them and maybe an assistant opportunity pops up in your office, you're like, well, shoot, we could maybe use this person in the back instead of the front. So I think first getting really clear on the role that you're hiring for, but not being so rigid in that role that you weed people out that are good people that could potentially still have a seat on the bus in your office.
Yeah, I love that. I think sometimes we, you know, we say, oh, like the right person at the wrong time or something like that. And I heard one office say, like, we never turn away good people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we always find a place for good people, because they will come in and they will thrive. They'll create their own role. They will grow things. So if you have the ability to hire them, or you have a place, I mean, sometimes we've been at the point where people are working, and you guys probably felt this way in your old building too, but we had people working in closets, sharing offices.
Bathrooms.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we don't always have the space or the bandwidth for another team member, but I think a lot of times we're like, we need a team member, but we don't know exactly where.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if you just meet that right person, that can evolve into what you need.
Yeah. And I think that goes and ties into, you know, just painting the picture of what that role looks like. Mm-hmm. And being transparent with the team member, if it is somebody that you've realized, like, oh, you're awesome, like, we want to make this work, but we can't set a clear, you know, clear expectations or paint the picture perfectly for what this is going to look like, that's still helpful to the person you're interviewing, because then they know and aren't frustrated in that first month or couple of months of like, well, they said I was going to be doing this and I'm doing this. And then that leads to turnover. So I think just having clear communication between where your head's at for them and then what you anticipate them to be doing when they get started is important.
Yeah. So I have a good example of this.
Yeah.
So shout out if you were at our summit, Chloe did an interview.
Yeah.
With Matt Rogers, and she was hired as a dental assistant and did not really have any administrative. She was actually, I think, an extra assistant. She was doing ortho, and I kind of reached out to each doctor to ask a little bit, you know, backstory to give Matt a little bit just in case they ran into anything and he needed any questions to ask. And they said, we kind of gave her roles without clear expectations because we knew whatever we would give her the idea of doing, she would take it two steps further. So they said that if they gave her a role, they felt like they would underestimate what she could do.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that is like...
They almost let her just create it on her own.
I think that is like the special type of role that we talk about when you meet that right person. Mm-hmm. And obviously everyone's not going to do that because we can't have 100 Chloes in our office. But I think that's the one in, you know, 100 of that type of person that we meet. It's not going to be everyone.
Yeah. But it's also probably obvious. Like when they met Chloe, I'm sure they were like, oh my gosh, we have to keep her even if it's just to be best friends because she was awesome.
Yeah.
So I think when you find the good people, keeping them and finding just creating roles for them, again, if it makes business sense too, we aren't encouraging, you know, you putting yourself
keeping
in the hole
for
it. Yeah. But that I think is sometimes what can become overwhelming when you're screening, especially just looking at resumes, right? Like you put the ad up on Indeed and you're just going through and you're looking and looking and looking and looking for experience on paper, but sometimes the experience may not be there. And if you've weeded out all these people and haven't potentially just picked up the phone to call them and start to gauge like, oh, they've got, you know, credible background in other areas that maybe aren't dentistry. And we've even got a podcast on hiring a non-dental team member that we'll have to, y'all make sure to listen to that one when that one releases. But I think it's just important, again, to keep your eyes open and be open-minded to good people in general.
Yeah. I think another place when we're looking to hire that gets overlooked is a lot of times we think of social media for marketing to our patients. We post a lot of cases. We post the office, very serious, which it is 100%. We want that to be our main focus is our clinical dentistry, right? But one way you can use social media is to show the culture of your practice.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that meme or that reel that was like, I wish we could go to work with our best friends so we could see what they do all day. But I feel like our friends get a glimpse of what we do on social media from our offices.
Yeah.
And I have people reach out to me all the time. Hey, you know, if you guys ever have an opening for an office manager, if you guys ever have an opening for an assistant, like, would you let me know? And how else would they know how great it is or how much we love our jobs besides us sharing it on social media?
Yeah,
and
for
that's
sure.
Other team members sharing it on our office page, but making it just irresistible and fun, but also that, you know, we're proud and we work hard.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've got same thing. I've got friends that reach out or have messaged before and been like, oh my gosh, like, it looks like I need to work at Sullivan Dental Partners. Yeah. Like, that looks so fun. So I think that you can leverage your social media, like you were saying, to really share your culture. And I think that can be a really contagious way for people to catch on. And, you know, I mean, the dental world is not big.
Right.
So in every city, like, everybody's connected somehow.
5-10 offices, even in the big cities, you know, like the best offices that you would want to work for.
Yeah.
You know?
So one thing that we've got our social media, and you were saying this earlier, but I have to give a shout out to Jess because she actually just did a reel for our office the other day. And it was like, it started out with what patients see when you walk in the front door and then what we feel. And it was just a bunch of like fun little video clips of our
like
team.
Love.
Yeah.
Just
having fun with each other. Yeah. So I do think that's great. And so having that on your social media, but also on your website.
Right.
You know, so we even have like a careers tab on our website that shows like this isn't just a job. This is a place that you can literally work your entire life. You can be our Melanie, who it's her one and only job. And she's going to go out with Sullivan Dental Partners.
Yeah. That's going to be me.
But I think it's a sweet way to show that like we are a family. And I think patients appreciate that, too, because they feel the love as well.
Yeah. I've had patients come and just be like, you girls must be treated so well because, you know, I've seen you here for years or I've seen the same hygienist for years. And he's, you know, the doctor's so nice. I'm sure he's just so good to you. I just feel like he's so good to y'all. And I'm like, oh, we have the best times. We mm-hmm. all like to spend. I mean, it says a lot when we're choosing to spend time with the people we spend 8 hours with a day.
Outside
and then
of
we
that.
Spend some more
yeah.
time
it's
with
like,
them.
Oh, let's go get a cocktail.
Yeah, like that. We're spending more time with them than we are our families. So yeah. to genuinely, you know, be at each other all day and then want to still do stuff together is shows that it's a culture that's unlike anything else.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about painting the picture. I think that just goes for like in the ad itself, making sure you're showcasing and leveraging, you know, the team that you've got, the type of person you're looking for, the go-getter, the one that's got strong work ethic, somebody that loves to grow, somebody that's coachable, you know, even people that have experience, you want to make sure that they're willing to learn
yeah.
and do things potentially a different way because every
ways.
Exactly. Not yeah. every office is the same. And then we typically like where we've had the most success is just with yeah. Indeed.
That's
personally, Indeed is like, yeah, is one of our favorites. Uh-huh. And then we've also used Dental Post. We post in Facebook groups. So like our hygienists.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll make sure that they're posting. If we're looking for a hygienist, they'll post in all of their Facebook groups. Because again, it's a network. And so the more that everybody as a team is sharing the information about what we're hiring for, it's not all falling on the doctor.
Yeah.
I think that helps take the weight off a ton.
Yeah. I think in a hot spot like Nashville or Florida, you know, places people really want to move to, I feel like you would have.
You just put Nashville and Florida in the same bucket. I love that.
Only places I would move. But I'm just thinking like somebody who wants a new beginning, like those would be places people would move for a job probably.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Willing to commute, willing to relocate. Yeah. I mean, shoot, one of our guys that works in our lab, he moved from Ohio for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So pretty cool. But yeah, I think getting your team involved goes a long way. And you touched on this earlier, but sometimes, like, I've heard doctors just get really overwhelmed with the hiring process because it can yeah. feel really mundane and just like this almost chore of right. first you have to sift through the resumes, then you have to call and leave all the messages, then you have to set up times to chat. And it's just like all while doing dentistry throughout the day. And like the last thing you want to be doing is that, you know, at home with your families.
Right.
So I think it's great to have team members help with that.
Absolutely. I mean, I think one thing that T-Bone has said to me in the past is you're the one that has to work with them
knee-deep, mm-hmm.
and you're the one that has to sit up front with them and, you know, literally sit 2 feet from.
Yeah.
So I want you to like that person, enjoy that person. And, you know, of course, they have an idea of who we are, just like we have an idea of who our doctors are.
Yeah.
But for us to meet and hit it off and then for them to, even if they don't value it or use it, but for them to ask mm-hmm. our opinion on it makes us feel valued
yeah.
as a leader also. I think the thing with hiring, like you mentioned, it makes, you know, feel mundane is it's change.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really, I mean, if we're hiring new people, whether we're growing or whether we've lost team members, I mean, you know, recently we've had moms become stay-at-home moms.
Mm-hmm.
We've had people had to move for their husband's jobs. I mean,
mm-hmm.
with a lot of women in, even with great culture, we're going to lose
yeah,
members.
It's going to be part of it. Yeah.
So it's change. And whether we're growing or we're just changing team members, it's hard and it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And especially sometimes we get so set in our ways that it's like, I wish I didn't have to do this.
Yeah.
So if we're able to take any of that lift that off their shoulders, it also benefits us. Because like I said, we're the ones that have to work with them.
Yeah. That's what we've learned that, because in the beginning, I remember when I started helping with the hiring process, yeah. I would get so frustrated because I would work really hard to like just getting people in the door for interviews.
Well, and I feel like you're investing in them. And if it doesn't work out, you feel like
it's my fault almost.
Yeah, or you're a part of it.
Yeah.
You want it to make it work out, which
yeah.
I also think makes us train people better, makes us
yeah.
spend more time with them, get to know them because we're invested in them.
Yeah. But the flip side, sometimes what would happen is like the team would be like, I don't know. You know, I don't know if it's a good fit. And if they're helping in the process and seeing like, okay, there's 50 applications, 2 people answered and 1 sounded like it would be a good start, like then they would have a better appreciation of like where you started, I
right.
guess.
Yeah.
So the more they're involved in the process, I think that's helped them understand like, oh, shoot, sometimes it's hard. Like you said, they're endangered
yeah.
species. So sometimes you can be picky. Sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
All
depends on the economy.
Yeah. The economy and then just where you're at as a business as well. Sometimes you just need, you know, people to fill the space. And then sometimes you're really looking to, you know, grow that role and find potentially somebody that suits that role a little bit better. Yeah. So another thing I always like, we really emphasize when people come in to interview, once we've done the phone interview and have gauged, like, if we think that they're going to be a good fit or not, we will have them come in for an in-person interview. And we always like for them to come to morning huddle.
That's a great idea.
So not only does that help us see, okay, can they come on time?
Yeah.
Like, can they be here at 7:15? And will they prioritize that?
Yeah.
But it's also a good chance for them to just get to meet everybody and see, again, a taste of our culture and how we start our day every day.
And your jokes. I mean, what more could they want? Yeah.
So it just helps everybody get to meet them right out of the gate before they get started with their patients. And then we have them hang out for a little bit after that so that they can just see how we work, function, and flow throughout the morning.
Yeah. So we always try to do a working interview.
Yeah.
Just kind of puts them to the test and kind of throws them right in. But it's kind of also part of the training.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of questions on pay and all of that. I feel like we get a lot, but yes, they are typically paid. But it's also great when you're down a hygienist because they can actually see patients if they're licensed.
Yeah, for sure. And then another option, if maybe it doesn't work out, just timing wise for them to come in the morning, is them coming around lunch and like the department that they're interviewing for going to lunch with them.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than like getting the scoop and like learning all the ins and outs of that person's life, you know, with going to lunch. So just, it's a chance to get people out of the normal interview, like, comfort zone.
Sitting and at a desk across.
Exactly.
Just
makes it more relaxed.
Do you have any questions for me? Do you have any questions for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just come see what we're about. Let us know what you're about. And if it's a good fit, let's work together.
Yeah. So those are just some of the tips I feel like have worked for us, you know, when we're looking to hire somebody and bring on new team members. And I think the biggest thing, again, at least that I've learned, is good employees are worth the wait. So just filling or hiring somebody to fill a role sometimes is not the best fit. Like, it's worth waiting if you're, you know, making those decisions.
Available.
Yeah. And able to. And then also just not being so rigid in your thought process and open to when you find a good person, like creating a role for them.
Yeah.
So hopefully this was helpful. We definitely, like I said, we've got another podcast on what it looks like to hire a non-dental team member. Currently got Melissa. She works on our front office team, but she had a marketing background. And so she was just, as soon as I heard her voice on the phone, I was like, oh my goodness, you're an angel.
Yeah, I love that.
So that would be a great podcast for you guys, or episode for you guys to listen to when that one releases.
Well, we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, and keep flossing and stay bossing.